Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to the final hour, Intimate Moments, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Nakameka DSTV channel, audio bouquet 882. I gave you a beautiful song by Joy Celebration. We will be marching with Jesus. Even in this hour, in the studio, I'm joined tonight by the servant of the Lord, Tatanamfundisi Ernest Hwadi. We are still enjoying him, even in this hour. Someone wrote this one very nicely. And I quote, grace is the fusion of spiritual power to do what we cannot do naturally. The mixing together, the coming together of the spiritual authority and power, which enables us to do things that we cannot do naturally. And that scripture that we read in Ephesians chapter 3, 7, the latter part of it, Paul speaks about this effective working of his power into our very own lives. Back to the music, my family, tonight. Niyakutlangela risimu leritakana Fura Manyama. Uri kiwena fela. We love it because Christ is the only hope of glory.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Tonight, my family, as we continue with the conversation, scripture speaks. It anchors our souls. When scripture speaks, we are able to have a clear, direct communication with the Lord. The servant of the Lord is teaching this. And we said, as the body of Christ, we need to go back into reading, into meditation of the living word of God. These are times and days, and men shall not live by bread alone. Remuruti Kwati, we hear the Lord Jesus saying, the words that I speak, they are life and they are spirit. And I would love you to read, my good sir, as we continue with this conversation. Trying to understand the intentions of Christ, the one that we are following. Why was he saying this? Let's have the conversation going
thank
forward.
Thank you so much, Ndati Mashakeni. That is John chapter 6, verse number 63. The Bible tells us to say, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Very profound, very, very, very profound passage of scripture. You know, when I read this passage of scripture, I realized that this verse comes in the context of Jesus teaching about himself as the bread of life. And many disciples at that time, they were really, really, really struggling to comprehend, even to understand, or even to accept that message. But I want us to look further on that. And Jesus is saying they are spirit. This means they are divine breath, not just mere sound. When Jesus speaks, he doesn't just speak so that we hear just the sound. No, 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 no. The words that he is speaking carry spiritual substance. And this is important for us to understand. And the Bible talks about spirit. And this, and spirit here refers to the power of the Holy Spirit, the divine essence, you know, that emanates and transforms. His words are able to penetrate beyond intellect, reaching the heart, reaching the soul, reaching the spirit. This is why Jesus here in the book of John chapter 6, verse number 63, he is saying, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. One, it is because they are spirit. Now, it means that they have divine breath. We indicated previously to say all scripture is God breath. And Jesus is saying the words that I speak, they are, he says, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Now, this means that Jesus, what Jesus is saying is not just audible syllables, but they carry spiritual substance. And for us to understand that, that spiritual substance, it is coming from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is playing a very important role for us to understand what Jesus was teaching, for us to understand what Jesus was saying to us. And because of what the Lord Jesus was teaching and that he was saying, his words penetrate beyond intellect. His words reach the heart. His words reach the soul. His words reach even our spirit. You can see that the words that Jesus speak to us are very powerful, and they are also life-changing. And the Holy Spirit is there. When he speaks, we don't hear just sound, but we hear spiritual substance. We hear something very powerful. We hear the divine essence, you know, that transforms our lives. We hear his words being able to penetrate beyond the human understanding and reaching to the heart, not only to the heart, to the soul, and to the spirit as well. Now, the words that Jesus speaks, these words are life-creating. In other words, they give life. Just as God's voice created the universe, and Datimashakini in chapter Genesis chapter 1, we know that even the words of Jesus Christ, they sustain, they restore, they bring healing to the brokenhearted. They are able to renew hope to those who are lost, those who are seeing, you know, as though their purpose in life is awkward. They are able to restore them. These words, the words that Jesus Christ speak, they sustain life. And this means that they are able to feed the soul, like in each and every day. It is so profound to understand that the words that Jesus Christ speak, they are life-changing. It is the spirit who give life.
Yeah.
The flesh profits nothing out of this.
Pastor Enes Hwadi in the studio, Intimate Moments tonight. My family, Maruti, what shall we render to the Lord if the Lord speaks like this? For us to do is to surrender and say,
exactly,
have your way, have your way. You know, Paul was able to speak very well when he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you. I'm sorry. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It must dwell in you richly, in all wisdom.
In every wisdom,
yeah,
the word of the Lord should dwell
in
us. And this is our prayer, Ndati Mashakeni, that we ask God to have his word
in our
lives.
And we are asking that, yes.
Yes.
Talk to me.
And that we should continue to be true to ourselves and to be true to the Lord.
Have you realized as well, Mfundisi, when it is applied, you feel so good. Yeah. I'm not talking about material speaking, but you feel progress when you see the church growing, people growing in spirit.
Amen.
People are able to pray for themselves. People, when you give them responsibility, maybe you go to another province, you say, Ntate, Mama, you'll preach. That particular individual won't teach errors.
Yeah.
He will teach what is in the word.
That's so true. Because we do not want and we do not wish to, you know, have, you know, preachers and teachers to be preaching erratic messages and so on. Dr. Mashaki.
Yeah.
We need to be true at all times. And let's remain in the will of the Lord.
I love the will of the Lord. Let me give you time. Remaining in the will of the Lord.
Remaining in the will of the Lord, Ndate Mashakeni.
Yeah.
As we realize, I mean, on the very scripture that which we have read, where Jesus was saying, the words that I speak.
Yeah.
You know, this is a powerful passage of
it
scripture.
It is, man.
Because we understand that the words of Jesus are not just a mere sound. They are not just, you know, a noise there. But these words, you know, they are very profound. They are very powerful. These are divine messages that Jesus is talking and is teaching. And in fact, in that Mashakin, he was also here talking and teaching about himself as the bread of life. He is the bread of life. And because he is the bread of life, we need to understand that when we eat him, we will speak him. It is not possible to eat him and speak something else. Remember, you know, if you can drink one of these fizzy drinks, and when you burp, you will always, you know, burp what you have drank. And when you eat, somebody can tell to say, this one was eating fish because you smell fish. If you eat Christ, oh, bless the Lord. Remember, you will smell Christ. And when you speak, you will speak Christ. And people around you, they will know that this one has been feeding on Christ. And because he was teaching about himself as the bread of life, we need to eat Christ as the bread. And once we eat this bread, we will speak this bread and we will smell this bread.
Mfundisi, I must say that we have done justice, particularly because you and I, or particularly you have listened to the Holy Spirit with regards to this teaching of the Bible, researching, studying, you know, for the past 2 weeks. And I can't wait just to hear what is it that we have learned from this topic that we are handling, whereby we are looking at the word of the living God, Mfundisi, broadly in terms of researching, in terms of studying. And you read a scripture that says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, Mfundisi. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we can't wait just to hear all the things that we have learned. Your take in 30 seconds.
That Mashakini, God has been so good. Among other things that which we are learning here, it is to understand the importance of, you know, reading the word of God.
Let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. We are going to summarize, my family. This is Intimate Moments.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za
or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Lord that we serve rules on intimate moments. We specialize in bringing in ministers of the gospel on a Thursday evening like this, who are teaching the Bible, who are teaching the living word of God. Ai taba iri kwi lokongi Shikwembu a xi nga vulavuli na hina hi ndlela leyi na. Let me go back to this scripture, man. It says in Ephesians 3:7, of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace, undeserved favor of God given to me by the effective working of his power. Now we behold his grace and his loving kindness, because of the undeserved favor that he has given to each one of us. We are so grateful to him as well, because we are saved after hearing the word of the living God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the living God. So you can say amen and amen. Do not forget all his benefits, the good things that he has done for you. Ungaribali leso saseka lesi xikwembu xinga swi endla eka wena. Even in this hour, Pastor Enes Wadi is still with us, like I said. My family, let me take you through to the discussion, which is our final segment. Ayaya nekonika Church Hill Silatule. This is my season, and we bring in the servant of the Lord.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
My family, what a journey that we have heard with regards to what we have been discussing. Broadly speaking, the book of 2 Timothy speaks to us about life. These are times when the body of Christ must read, study, research on the living word of God. Remember the teachings and the doctrine of the Bible is real and truthful. Welcome, Mfundisi Wadi.
Dadan Mashakini, thank you so much, and blessings to you. And let me take this time to greet our brothers and sisters.
Let me receive the blessings. Amen. As we continue.
Amen.
We are closing now.
Oh, yes.
We are closing. What a journey that we have had with regards to the teachings of the Bible. Mfundisi, let me give it to you. Would you like to take us back some of the things that we have learned tonight and even last week as well? What is it that we can say tonight for the past 2 weeks, even tonight? These are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you so much, Ndate Mashakini. We touched on the aspect of, you know, scripture reading that is so vital in our lives as children of God. And we also spoke to say it is vital because it provides spiritual nourishment. And not only that, also the renewal. And we read the book of Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Also, you know, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4, we spoke about the guidance and the wisdom that is being provided by God's word. And another passage that which we touched on is Psalm chapter 119, verses 105, where the Bible teaches us to say God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Among others, Ndate Mashakini, we know that the word of God is like a hammer. This is in accordance with Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. And the Bible tells us here, it says, Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? That is Jeremiah 23, verse number 29. We spoke about, you know, the word of the Lord being powerful, being able to penetrate and transform, you know, lives. And also we touched on this aspect to say, just as a hammer is able to shatter the stones, God's word can break through spiritual stubbornness and, you know, pride and also resistance. It confronts sin, it dismantles defenses and opens the heart to repentance. We spoke about the power of the word of God. And indeed, we can see that because the word of God is like a hammer, it also able to destroy falsehood. And we had said in this context of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was rebuking false prophets who spoke lies and offered false comfort. God is good in our lives and he remains to be true. We can learn something from Samuel, as we did. Then on the aspect of Samuel, we spoke and we read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 19, where the Bible tells us the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his word fall to the ground. And this was and is a powerful passage of scripture, especially for those in the ministry who are doing counseling and teaching and so on. We touch on this aspect, looking at, you know, the spiritual maturity, and we said it requires a reference for God's word. And we emphasize on the aspect that Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. And this is what we need to hold to as the children of God. We must at all times grow in the presence of God. And we also said his growth was marked by attentiveness and obedience. Let us continue to be attentive as children of God. And when we do so, we know that God is always ready to bless us and to be with us. God is a faithful God. He cannot leave us. Another aspect that which we touched on was regarding us as the children of God, where we spoke about the heart. And we spoke and read Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 9 and 10. God is able to search the heart of a person and rewards a person according to his conduct, according to his deeds. We touched on this aspect when we read again Psalm 119, verse number 11. And it says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. This is one of the powerful passages of scriptures where it teaches us that we need to hide the word of God in our hearts. Hiding the word of the Lord is so much important to us as the children of God. Another aspect that we touch on, we spoke about Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. That one, we dwelt much on it. And we read to say, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And we touch on this one where we said the Bible is teaching us to say all, not some, not just the parts that we like, but all of it. And this affirms the unity of the authority of both the old and the new covenant. And it was given by the inspiration. When the Bible says it's given by the inspiration, it literally means it is God-breathed. Now, because of that, we understand that it is profitable for doctrine, profitable for reproof, profitable for correction, profitable for instruction in righteousness. Another aspect that which we touched also so profound, it was when we spoke about, you know, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4. And it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This is also important because we spoke about the bread alone, and we also said Jesus is the bread of life, and that when Jesus was talking about this aspect, he was quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3, where the Bible was referring to the children of Israel for their spiritual nourishment, that it is essential. And we said the spiritual nourishment or the word of God will feed the soul, will renew the mind, and also anchors the heart. Very, very profound indeed. Another aspect, lastly, Ntate Mashakeni, we touch on the aspect of John chapter 6, verse number 63, where the Bible speaks about the words that Jesus speaks. And he says, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. And this was so profound and so powerful because it speaks about the divine breath, not just mere sound. The last aspect that which we understand, it's about knowing and understanding ourselves in the Lord, to say, as we continue to listen to the words of the Lord Jesus, we are actually carrying the spiritual substance. In other words, these words from the Lord Jesus carry the spiritual substance. And also, it refers to the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual or the divine essence that emanates and transforms. We are being transformed because of the word of God.
Now, I love it, my family. You spoke largely about the inner man,
oh yes,
wanting to be fed by the word. Take us through.
Yes, we spoke about the inner man, Tate Mashakeni, to say the inner man wanting to be fed by the word. If we are being fed by the scripture, we are able to connect with the Lord, Tate Mashakeni. Remember, we also said when Jesus was teaching, he was teaching the disciples about himself as the bread of life. We emphasized the aspect to say, if you eat Christ, you speak Christ. You know, there is no way possible you can speak Christ and you can eat Christ and you speak something different.
What a teaching, my family, since last week until tonight. Ramurutikwati, a word of prayer, please, for us.
Father, we come before your throne. We ask that, Lord, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, help us, Lord, and lead us and fill us, that, Lord, we should know it is essential for us to eat the bread of life, Christ himself. We know that Christ is the truth, and the truth shall set us free. We ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord, continue to fill us and lead us, so that at the end of the day, we can do what you called us to do. And this we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. That's it. We leave it here. Tate Murutikwadi, much appreciated servant of the Lord tonight.
Thank you, and God bless you, Tate Mashakeni.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.